In less than 24 hours, voters in Lebanon will go to the polls for parliamentary elections that have been called decisive. They're not considered too close to call. The choices seem stark. On one side, a coalition that's allied with the United States, campaigning against a coalition led by the Shiite Muslim movement Hezbollah. And NPR's Deborah Amos is in Beirut. Deborah, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And give us a sense of the atmosphere in this very fierce campaign.
Well, Scott, the campaign has been unusually heated. One side says the election is nothing less than handing the country over to Iran. And the other side says the election is about ending massive corruption and the mismanagement of the country. Now, campaigns ended last night at midnight till the last minute. Sound trucks were driving through neighborhoods blasting out campaign messages. Scott, this vote is for 128 parliamentary seats. Here's a comparison to American politics that might be useful. You know, in the U.S., it's always said that politics, all politics are local.
Yeah.
Here, all politics are sectarian. And what that means is Lebanese politics are organized along sectarian lines. The major blocs are Shiite Muslims, Sunni Muslims, and Christians. So the voting is very predictable among the Sunnis and the Shiites. About 100 seats in parliament are not in question, but there are 28 seats that are up for grabs.
So who are the swing voters?
Well, it turns out the Christian community in Lebanon is the decisive swing vote in some of the key districts. The Christians are one minority in Lebanon. They're politically split now between the two major blocs, the Sunnis and the Shiites. Hezbollah's coalition is counting on the votes for a Christian army general, Michel Aoun, to secure the majority of seats in the parliament. Hezbollah is only fielding 11 candidates itself. They're all expected to win. There is another Shiite party, Amal. They will get their traditional seats. But General Aoun's supporters are in the most hotly contested Christian district. So he could deliver that decisive vote that would put the Hezbollah coalition into the majority in parliament. Anything over 64 votes. So there are also just a few independent candidates, about eight. But, you know, in this election, small gains make a big difference.
Okay, so I understand that certainly from the American perspective, we see this election as being about the alignment of Lebanon. But I wonder how Lebanese voters see it. And what does that mean to the U.S.?
Lebanese do see it as a matter of alignment, you know, towards the West, the United States, or against U.S. policy, turning more towards an alliance with Iran and Syria. There are local issues, who's going to fix my sewer, who's going to help my school. But for the most part, this is where Lebanon stands in the region. The past government, led by a coalition known as March 14th, they had a majority in parliament, so Lebanon was a clear American ally. If the Hezbollah coalition has a majority, then that raises some challenges for the United States. Mm-hmm. How much funding does the U.S. give Lebanon, in particular for the Lebanese military? Will the Obama administration deal with Lebanese cabinet ministers who are also members of Hezbollah? And they're considered a terrorist group by the U.S. But it also has to be said that no matter who wins a majority in parliament, Hezbollah's influence in the country is on the rise. It's the most influential party here. Plus, Hezbollah has a heavily armed militia that's stronger than the army of the state.
NPR's Deborah Amos speaking from Beirut, where she is covering Lebanon's parliamentary elections on Sunday. Deborah, thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.